This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Sallallahu wa sallam, Baraka Nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, tasliman kathira thumma amma ba'd. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you all from the people of Al-Jannah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the highest level in Jannah. Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala, towards the end of Riyad al-Salihin's book, as he was speaking on the chapter of istighfar, seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, finally he comes to the last part. And now he says, after talk about istighfar, seeking forgiveness, what do you usually hope from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Al-Jannah. So now he's leaving you with the greatest incentive and motivation to be prepared for Al-Jannah. So the last few ahadith in the book of Riyad al-Salihin is him speaking on what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for the believers in paradise. May Allah make us among them, Ya Rabbil Alameen. He began with a few ayat from the Quran in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونَ. That truly the muttaqeen, the pious ones, will be amidst gardens and water springs. أُدْخُلُوهَا بِسَلَامٍ آمِنِينَ. They will be called, come on in, enter with peace, enter with peace. آمِنِينَ. Feel safe, which means you're going to enter with peace and you stay also have that peace when you get in there. Because once you get in there may be a fear that, you know what, is that for how long? Am I going to be taken out again? Because no. Aminin. You're going to come in with peace and you'll find safety there, so you'll never leave Jannah. قال وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلْ إِخْوَانًا عَلَى سُرُ الْمُتَقَابِلِينَ. That we have taken from away, we shall remove from their hearts any kind of ill feeling towards one another. عَلَى سُرُّ مُتَقَابِلِينَ. They're facing each other on these couches and these cushions, mashallah, like recreational time, enjoying their time together. And there are many, many ayat, rahimahullah ta'ala, he quoted here in regards to the reward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepares for the people of Jannah. But then from the ahadith, he started with hadith number 1880. قَالَ وَعَنْ جَابِرْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَأْكُلُ أَهْلُ الْجَنَّةِ فِيهَا وَيَشْرَبُونَ. Because the people of Jannah, they will eat and drink. They will eat and drink. Can you guys believe that, Jama'ah? In Jannah, you're going to eat and you're going to drink. Right? Now, if you have a meal over here, what happens after you have your meal? You spend 3 hours recovering. Right? Is that the case in Jannah? What type of food we're talking about and how does it look like? That's got to be explained later. But here I'm speaking about the qualities of the lifestyle in Jannah. Because the people of Al-Jannah, they will eat and they will drink. Usually in dunya, if you eat and drink, what comes after that, Jama'ah? I mean, digestion happens after that, and then what happens? You have to use the bathroom. You have to get it out, right? How do you get it out? In many different ways. You burp, you do other stuff, right? You sweat it out, many ways. What about Jannah? Are you going to eat and then have that kind of stuff? The Prophet said after that, قال, وَلَا يَتَغَوَّطُونَ. And they're not going to be using the bathroom. Like, no need to use the bathroom. Wait a minute. I mean, if you eat a heavy dinner and you don't go to the bathroom for 2 days, what happens to you? You explode, right? In Jannah, what happens? قَالَ وَلَا يَمْتَخِطُونَ. And it's not just like they don't have to use the bathroom. Like there's nothing comes out as a result of that. They don't even have to, no mucus, nothing. Like they're not even going to have anything come out of their noses even. قال وَلَا يَتَبَوَّلُونَ. And they're not going to urinate. So even the water is not coming out. Okay, but what's going to happen? قال وَلَكِنْ طَعَامُهُمْ ذَلِكَ جُشَاءَ كَرَشْحِ الْمِسْكِ. So how did that do that digest the food? He says when they eat, the way it just kind of like, khalas, it's consumed and goes out, it's just like a gentle burp that smells better than the musk that you have ever smelled in your life. That's all. Isn't that what people usually do when they eat heavy meal, Jama'ah? You go and look for Sprite and you look for, Tums and everything just to kind of like help you kind of get it out, right? And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, like, they eat, they enjoy, and then they just burp it out. That's all. By the way, that's not a permission for anybody to do it in the masjid over here. So, the house of Allah is the house of Al-Jannah, inshallah ta'ala. Not yet. Keep those burps for Al-Jannah, ya akhi. here in dunya, please don't do that. So he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قال كرشح المسك, just better than the smell of the musk. قال, before we get to the last part of the hadith, so then what's the point of eating then? I mean, do you need nutrition in Jannah? You don't. Do you even grow in al-Jannah? You don't. You don't grow old. I mean, I don't know about growing muscles, but you don't grow old. But the point is that there is no need for you to eat or drink for survival or to stay alive. So what do we eat for then? What's the purpose of eating in Jannah, Jemaah? Pleasure. Just for pleasure. Sometimes, you know, that's what we do here in this dunya, right? We just finished dinner right now, and then someone brings a pizza, and just like, oh my God, mashallah, what type of pizza, right? Well, you just finished dinner right now. What are you eating this for? Pleasure. It smells good. It looks amazing, right? In Jannah, no one eats to survive. They only eat to enjoy. That's it. And everything there is enjoyable. We're going to see some of this coming in the next hadith, inshallah ta'ala. But one of my favorite qualities about the food of Al-Jannah, which is something that is very unique to the foods of Al-Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah, قال وَأُتُوا بِهِ مُتَشَابِهًا. And everything they came to them, mutashabih, which means like there is a lot of similarities. Like the food sometimes look alike, right? The food look alike. So then what's so different over here? And then they would say afterwards, قال هذا الذي يعني أتينا به من قبل. Isn't that like the one that we just ate earlier? And Allah said, وَأُتُوا بِهِ مُتَشَابِهًا. He says, no, it's not the same. It might look the same, but every time it tastes different. Not just that. Some of the ulama, they say that to the extent that every single bite will taste different. Imagine eating an apple, and then as you take the first bite, it tastes an apple, right? Second bite, oh my God, tastes an orange, right? And then you take another bite, wow, that's banana, right? That's kiwi right now. Imagine something like this. There was a time, I don't know if it's still there in the market, but there was gum that came out, and they say that the same gum has multiple flavors. So as you chew, all these flavors are bursting out, and you can start kind of like, oh my God, now I'm tasting this. I was curious about it. First time I tried that, that's the first thing came to my mind, this ayah, wallahi. I said, la ilaha illallah. Yes, I can taste these flavors, and that's something from a dunya, imagine in Jannah. Not even that. What is so special about eating something for the first time, Jama'ah? Especially if it tasted good. You will never forget that taste and that bite, would you? Like there are specific meals, every time you see the dish again, what comes to your mind? That dish I had 15 years ago. In that small, you know, shop or even food cart somewhere in the streets of this country or that place. And you always remember that taste because it was amazing taste. And every time you take a bite, it's like, oh my God, it's close. So in Jannah, every bite will taste like first time. Which means it's as good as it's for the first time. You know, sometimes when you eat too much of the same thing, even though it's so good, but by the time you're done, khalas, you're fed up with it. I had a friend in Bosnia. We used to invite him for tea. He likes our tea. So he comes, he said, I'm coming for tea. I said, come on in, ahla wa sahla. So he comes for tea, and we serve him. I make a whole big pot for tea. And then as I'm serving, I give him the first cup, and I'll finish three cups, and he's still drinking his first cup. When he's done, I try to give him another one. He goes, no, that's enough. So what are you talking about? We have so many still. There's so more. He goes, no. He goes, it's so good. But I'm afraid the second one might ruin the first one. Like the second one might ruin the taste of the first one. He wants to leave with this amazing taste. I'm just like, wallahi, this guy is so wise, subhanAllah. It's different sometimes that, so dunya has all these kind of different ways of tasting food. But in Jannah, it is very unique. So when we eat, it's not because we need to nurture our bodies. It's just we need to enjoy the pleasure of eating and drinking in Jannah. May Allah give us that, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Finally, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says over here, قال, as they eat, obviously, part of their nutrition, part of their kind of like habits of al-Jannah is what? يُلْهَمُونَ التَّسْبِيحَ وَالتَّكْبِيرَ كَمَا يُلْهَمُونَ النَّفَسِ. It says they will be inspired to glorify Allah Azza wa Jal and to do takbir, So they're saying Subhanallah and Allahu Akbar, just like they were being inspired easily as they breathe. How sometimes when you do your tasbih, you say Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, Akbar, and then you get tired and you stop. Or you get fatigued and you stop. Or you get distracted and you stop. And there in Jannah, that's your breathing. The rhythm of your breathing is tasbih and takbir. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, Akbar. Constantly, constantly. And you're probably going to see in the next few ahadith as well, there in Jannah, there is no seeking istighfar. There is no saying astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh in Jannah. Why is that, a jama'ah? The time for it is over. That was here in dunya. That's what you seek forgiveness for. Once you're there, you only glorify Allah and thank Him for the blessings of being in Jannah. That's what you do. So make sure, if you have anything, and we all have something to seek forgiveness for, it's time while you're still breathing. Because once you're gone from this world, that opportunity is over and that door is closed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among the beautiful Jannah, ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the opportunity to enjoy the pleasurable Jannah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who will be inspired this tasbih and takbir, ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah azza wa jal to bring us all together in Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, ala sur mutaqabilin. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Salah Nabi Muhammad wa ba'ad. Any question, Jemaah? Yes. Here's a question from the people of dunya. So, are we going to have ice cream, chocolate in Al-Jannah? Yaakhi, don't go Al-Jannah, and then we'll talk about it, yaakhi. When you go to Jannah, you're not going to think of ice creams or chocolate, ya Habibi. But I hope, inshallah, that you'll get what you wish for. Because the Prophet ﷺ said one time there was a man who wished to grow plants in Jannah. I mean, who wants to plant anything in Jannah? Jannah is just for pleasure, right? So Allah gave him the opportunity. So he just kind of throw the seeds and plow the ground and throw the seeds, and the plants grow in an instant. Everything just goes quickly. So the Muhajirin, they laughed at this with the Prophet ﷺ. قالوا يا رسول الله, I swear this man must be Ansari. Because the Ansar were actually farmers. So he says he must be from Medina, not from Mecca. This guy is not a merchant. Yani. So yeah, probably when people wish for something from the pleasures of the dunya, Allah subhanahu might grant him something. But it's not going to be from the same qualities of the dunya, obviously. Of course. Ibn Abbas, he says, there is nothing in Jannah from what you have in this dunya except for the names. So even when you hear in the Quran, when you hear honey, when you hear fruits, when you hear that, only names. How do they look like? How do they taste? That's a whole different world. Wallahu a'lam. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.